You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Trust. Thorough hand washing is one of the most important ways we can stop infection spreading. This podcast explains how to wash your hands effectively. It was written and recorded in March 2008. Everyone should wash their hands after going to the toilet and before and after eating. In hospital, everyone should wash their hands before visiting a child. Remember that we are all working together to stop infection spreading, so do ask if we have washed our hands. We won't mind. Here are the steps you need to take to wash your hands properly. Step 1. Before you start, roll up your sleeves. Remove any rings containing stones and your wristwatch. Step 2. Wet your hands under running warm water before you add the soap. Liquid soap is usually easier to use than solid soap and just as effective. Step 3. Put a small amount of soap in the palm of one hand. Step 4. Rub your hands together palm to palm to spread the soap over your skin. Step 5. Rub one palm over the back of your other hand and then do the same for the other hand. Step 6. Either with your hands palm to palm or with one hand on top of the other, rub your hands together with your fingers interlaced to clean the spaces in between your fingers. Step 7. Clean the tips of your fingers by rubbing them in the cupped palm of your other hand. Step 8. Hold your thumb with your other hand and rub the entire surface thoroughly. Repeat with your other thumb. Step 9. Grasp one wrist with your other hand and rub the entire surface thoroughly. Repeat with your other wrist. Step 10. Rub your hands palm to palm again. Step 11. Rinse your hands thoroughly under running water to remove any traces of soap or bubbles. Step 12. Dry your hands thoroughly using paper towels or at home, use a clean towel. Remember, if you are doing certain tasks at home, such as changing your child's dressing or giving certain medicines, you might need to use an alcohol gel after thoroughly washing your hands. Your nurse will tell you if you need to do this. If you would like to know more about how to stop infection spreading, please ask to speak to the infection control link nurse for your ward. This podcast is one of a series, and you can listen to the others on our website. Other podcasts about infection control include MRSA and infection control and prevention. More will be added over the coming months. This information was compiled by the Infection Control Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Trust. It was written and recorded in March 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.